Thank you for wonderful worship. Thank you for good readings. And thank you for prayers. May God speak to us, to our heart, by this time through His Word. Thank you, Lord, for being with us by this time and for speaking to us in a special way. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Our peace is in Jesus. One of my favorite words or topics in Hebrew and in the Bible is shalom. You all know this word, shalom, which is translated in English, peace. From the creational narrative, Yahweh has revealed Himself as the God of shalom, as the God of peace. This means our God is the source of peace. He is the giver of peace. He is Himself the God of shalom. As the God who is the peacemaker, He's giving us peace that goes beyond our imagination. For example, as the peacemaker, He quickly established shalom between Him and Adam and Eve after they disobeyed Him. As the God of peace, He was able to judge and declare at the same time a plan of redemption as a way to establish lasting peace relationship with us and with the elect. It's why He said to Adam and Eve, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. So it happened already during the death and the resurrection of Jesus, that promise was a plan from God to establish His peace with us forever. So God always extends His hand of peace to us despite our rebellion against Him. He laid down a wonderful plan for establishing a lasting peace relationship between Him and His people. Even He said to His people, and made a lot of promise by saying, "I will give you a new heart. I will be your God, and you will be my people." Wow. This is the God we need to know and listen to. This is the God we need to believe in and have Him as our God, who is the God of peace. Peace or shalom is defined as the absence of troubles. It's also defined as the non-existence of difficulties or problems. It's also defined as the lack of any kind of internal and the external hostilities. According to its biblical concept, the term peace means to live well and all to be completed. So shalom has many aspects. When you have a peace within yourself, when you have a peace with your neighbors, when you have a peace with people around you, when you have a peace for being successful in life, when you have a peace because you are victorious on temptation, that is the time you can say, I have peace. Do we really have a peace? Do we experience that shalom? We all know that we live in a very hostile world that is full of troubles. The world is full of trouble because we are people of troubles. We cause troubles. We ignite or provoke troubles. We aggravate troubles. We take pleasure in troubles. We always run into troubles. We are surrounded by troubles and sometimes are crushed by troubles all the time and everywhere. This is because the sinful nature in which we were born is making us to be a nation or people of troubles, of problems. In short, we are all sinners facing troubles and carrying troubles within and with us day and night because we are sinners. As such, the devil is using troubles to take away our happiness. He is using troubles to take away the peace from our heart. It's what he is doing all the time. And it's why Peter said, be careful. The devil is roaring around you, looking to devour you. It's because he is using troubles in order to take away happiness and peace from our heart. Since the term shalom, the term peace, has a different aspect, let me give you details a little bit about some aspect of peace, of trouble. Trouble can be physical. This is why we have a sickness. That's why we have a pandemic. Today we are talking about COVID-19. It's why we have a physical problem and so on. That's a physical trouble. The devil is using it sometimes. Those troubles can also be mental or emotional. That's why people suffer, or we suffer from stress, from distress. That's why we have anxiety sometimes, depression. It's why we experience a trauma sometimes, isolation. It's why sometimes we go through endless fear, worry. Our mental, our emotion can be going through troubles because of who we are. Those troubles can also be spiritual troubles. Be careful. We are spiritually troubled when we deliberately live in sin. We are spiritually troubled when we do not confess or forgive our offenders. We are spiritually troubled When we break God's law, we just read it. We are spiritually troubled when we do not seek reconciliation with those who offended us. We are spiritually troubled when we do not listen and obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. We are spiritually troubled when we do not make the right choice. And remember, life is always about making a choice. We make choices all the time. And if we don't make that choice with God and to His glory, we can get in trouble. We are spiritually troubled when we persist and continually live in sin, to name only a few by this time. So when you experience physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual troubles or problems, you lack peace of mind. You lack a peace in your soul. And you lack a peace in your heart. Despite what we go through now, despite all problems around us, those troubles, there is hope to overcome troubles. There is hope to recover and have peace. God made a promise to His people about peace when He said, "I will make a covenant of peace with them and rid the land of a savage beast so that they may live in the wilderness and sleep in the forest in safety," according to Ezekiel 34:25. It is also written in the Bible that for us, as we read, a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on His shoulders, and He will be called a Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. That promise was fulfilled by the incarnation of Jesus, by His death on the cross, and by His resurrection. So peace is in Jesus and with Jesus alone. So like His Father, like the God of the Father, Jesus is the giver of peace. He is the peacemaker. He is the sustainer of shalom. And the shalom He gives is both for this age and the age to come. Jesus showers on His people physical, mental, emotional, social, and spiritual shalom when they seek to walk with Him and come near Him. The world really cannot give us that peace. Drug addiction around us cannot give us that peace. Eating disorder sometime we can go through cannot give us that lasting peace. Our spouses cannot give us that peace. I can give more example. Family members, parents, wherever, cannot give us the peace Jesus can provide. The true peace is in Jesus alone. When you have Jesus, you have access to God's presence. When you have Jesus, you have access to God's protection. When you have Jesus, you have a victory on your troubles. When you have Jesus, He keeps you out of troubles. When you have Jesus, God speaks to you and counsels you through the power
of the Holy Spirit. God establishes a covenant with us through Jesus so we may have peace. Therefore, in the midst of our troubles, we need to take a courage. We need to take a heart, because we will always be victorious with the one who is powerful. He is the one who overcomes the world before us by his death and resurrection. We are victorious because one day we will sing with the Apostle Paul the song of victory. When he said in 1 Corinthians 15, 51 to 55, "Where, O death, is your sting?" So those who have come to Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit are waiting to enter in total victory and have a victorious life of peace in God's kingdom. We will feel peace when the sin is washed away from our heart. We have a peace when we become slaves of God's law. We have peace when we are controlled by the Holy Spirit. And when this is done, we have a peace of mind. We have peace in our soul. We have peace in our heart. And we have a strong spirit in the time of troubles. We need peace in our country. We need peace in our society. We need peace in our neighborhood, on our streets. We don't want to hear about killing in our streets. We don't want to hear about a conflict between people in our country, in our cities. Above all, we need peace in our hearts. The heart is the center of all kinds of troubles. Therefore, come near God, and he will come near to you. James 4:8. You can come near God only through Jesus, in whom and by whom we have a peace. Because he is the way to the Father and to the peaceful lifestyle in this world and in the world to come. Let us surrender our life to the peacemaker, Jesus. Amen.